Even after his death, Padre Pio continues to guide souls back to prayer. In these moving testimonies, you'll hear how his example still brings peace, healing, and renewed faith today. Stay tuned. Ave Mundis Pes Maria. Welcome to Following Padre Pio. Whether you're joining us for the first time or returning, we're glad you're here. Today's testimonies may inspire you in ways you didn't expect. Hello everyone. Today I want to share your stories. Testimonies from people who have experienced the grace and presence of Padre Pio and Our Lady in their lives. Every time I read through them, I'm reminded that God continues to work through this humble YouTube channel, guiding souls back to prayer, hope, and faith, sometimes in the most unexpected ways. Let's begin with Renny, whose story shows us how a single encounter with Padre Pio can ignite a lifelong devotion to prayer. Renny writes, "Thanks for the video. It's only today I came to know Padre Pio had a spiritual director. I converted to Catholicism when I got married in May 1973 and had no idea of mystics or saints. I was only told months of May and October are the rosary months. It was only on my pilgrimage to Italy that I discovered and got to know about saints, especially in the Vatican. When I visited San Giovanni, that's where I found this amazing holy man who offered his life to Christ in obedience to all the false accusations thrown at him. It was there that I found out the rosary was the spiritual weapon against evil forces. He daily prayed many decades of the rosary. This is where I learned how important it is for Catholics to protect ourselves. Ever since then, I faithfully pray the rosary daily. This is one of the most spiritual experiences I've encountered with Saint Padre Pio. God bless, Renny." It's interesting to see how, even decades after his death, Padre Pio still inspires people to pray the rosary. Thank you, Renny, for sharing your experience. Now, let's hear from Marianne, whose words show how Padre Pio's example brought her profound inner healing and a new perspective on suffering. Marianne writes, "Ever since I've been watching these videos, my soul has been uplifted and cured of so many fears and anxieties and the inability to see beyond my present crisis. Through all your wonderful help, showing and teaching us about Padre Pio, I found such unspeakable consolation in my heart, like at my first conversion as a child. I've still got trials, some have turned acute and almost impossible, but this time without a sense of hopelessness. Now I can offer up my sufferings in good faith and wholesome prayers." Marianne, your words remind us why this mission exists: to awaken hearts to prayer and to bring the consolation of our faith to those in need. And it's thanks to our protected children of Padre Pio that we're able to keep spreading this grace-filled message. If you ever felt that same stirring in your heart, that call to pray more, to do more, I invite you to take the next step. Become a protected child of Padre Pio today. By joining, you'll share directly in Padre Pio's mission of mercy and receive spiritual benefits, including regular holy masses offered for your intentions, a personalized certificate, a photo of Padre Pio, and his favorite prayer booklet. Padre Pio's work didn't end when he left this earth. It continues through souls like yours. Click the link in the description below to join us and help bring his mission to more souls. And now, let's close with a wonderful story from Patricia, one that beautifully shows how God sometimes makes his presence known in the smallest, most personal ways. Patricia writes, This is a true story that happened when I was in my late 20s, I believe. I am 80. I am also a convert from the Church of England, and at the age of 20, I became Catholic. I am very happy to say that my sister did also. The story begins on Long Island, New York, when some friends and I were visiting a lady there. She had a great devotion to Padre Pio and promoted him fervently. The friar who took care of Padre Pio was there, and he very kindly gave me a little brown scapular that Padre Pio had blessed in Italy, and he even put it around my neck very gently. So that was a great blessing. The other story I'm going to tell you is kind of funny in a way, but it's absolutely true. I had another friend who was also a convert, and she was still learning and didn't know much about saints. But it came around to being my birthday, and she wanted to get me something special. She told me that, before she went to the gift shop, she had asked Our Lord to help her pick something out for me. So she went to a Catholic gift shop and was looking around when she came to the statues. The Lord stopped her and told her, "Get her this." But she had a little bit of a tiff with him, saying, "What if she doesn't know who this is? I'll feel like an idiot giving it to her." And then again, more firmly, he said, "Get this for her." So she did, and went over to the counter and paid for it, and had it wrapped nicely, and then came to my house to give it to me. Her comment was, "I don't know who this is, and I was arguing with the Lord that I'm going to feel really stupid if I give you this, and you don't know who it is either. But here's the gift anyway." She also mentioned that she was going to blame the Lord if I didn't know who the saint was that she gave me. Then and there I opened it up and exclaimed in sheer delight, "Oh, it's Padre Pio." And I went on to say that I loved him. She was looking at me wide-eyed and said, "So you know who this is?" I replied eagerly, "Yes, he's a very great saint. So I am very happy that you got me this." Then she said, "Well, it's the Lord who told me to get it for you. So I'm glad you knew who it is." I must have been in my late 20s, and as I said, I am 80 years old, and that statue of Padre Pio is on my kitchen windowsill. Once in a while, I just have to dust it off, but I always remember how precious that gift was, and I thank Jesus that he was insistent that she get it for me. What a delightful story, Patricia. It reminds us that God cares even about the little details, and he can use them to strengthen our faith and remind us that his providence reaches into every part of our lives. If you have a story of how Padre Pio has touched your life, we would be honored to hear it. Please share it in the comments below or email us at info@followingpadrepio.org. Thank you for watching. May Our Lady and Padre Pio bless you, and we'll see you in the next video.